morning.
早晨好。
Before I begin, I want to thank you for your kindness and friendliness to my wife and I as we are settling in here.
在我开始之前，我要非常的感谢大家对我们所显的这个恩赐和良善。在我们刚开始就任的时候，你们对我和我的太太都非常的友好，让我们开始来能够来适应这边。
You have made us very welcome, and I appreciate it.
你们让我们觉得我们很受欢迎，我们真的心里很感激。
I am not very good at meeting new people.
我就是跟新人接触，跟陌生的人接触，对我来讲不是很容易。
I am kind of shy and prefer to hide.
我这个人其实是比较害羞的，我就是在人很多的时候，我就想藏起来。
And I never really know what to talk about.
我跟人讲话的时候，我不知道这个应该讲什么话。
And I can't even remember my own name many days.
很多时候连我自己的名字是什么都记不住。
So this is traumatic change for me.
所以这对我来讲是一个巨大的一个像精神创伤性的一个转变。
I have been at Hope Sound for 29 years.
我在那个这个附近的 Hope Sound 在那里待了29年。
There are people who sit next to near me in church.
然后在教会里坐在我旁边的人呢，
I know them.
我认识他们。
I know who they are.
我知道他们是谁。
But I don't know their name.
但是我不知道他们的名字。
And after 29 years, it is very embarrassing.
然后呢，都认识29年了，我觉得真的是很不好意思。
To say, tell me again, what is your name?
然后再问他说，哎呀，对不起啊，你可不可以再给我讲一下你叫什么名字？
So you have been very kind and patient to tell me your name.
所以呢，你们大家真的是对我很有耐心，一遍又一遍的告诉我你叫什么。
Please tell me again.
所以呢，下一次看到我，再次说一遍，说你叫什么名字。
And again.
然后再一次。
In heaven.
在天堂上，在天堂里边。
Everyone will have the same name.
我们每个人都有同一个名字。
I know that because it wouldn't be heaven for me if I had to remember names.
如果在天堂上我记不住人的名字的话，对我来讲那就不是天堂了。
So I'm pretty sure everyone will have the same name. It will be very simple, and I will be happy.
所以我相信在天堂上可能每个人的名字应该每个人的名字都一样，而且很简单。
This morning I want to ask you to think about a question.
今天早晨我想大家来思想一个问题。
Have you ever asked yourself?
你有没有问过自己
？What was God's goal for saving me？
神拯救我的目的到底是什么呢
？He loved me，
他爱我。
In His grace, He saved me。
在他的恩典之中，他拯救了我。
Now, what is next？
那他下一步是什么呢
？What is His purpose？
他的目的是什么呢
？You see, for many people, I think their gospel is too simple, too short.
对很多人来讲，他们对福音的理解就是很简单，太短了。
I should say too shallow, not too simple.
不是说太简单，而是太肤浅。
Their gospel has three parts.
他们的对福音的理解只有三步。
I was a sinner.
我是罪人。
God saved me.
神拯救了我。
And now I will go to heaven.
现在我就要去上天堂了。
All of that is true.
所有这一切都是正确的。
But the good news of the gospel goes beyond that.
但是呢，这个福音远远超过这些。
The gospel says I was a sinner.
福音说我是罪人。
The gospel says God saved me.
福音说神拯救了我。
And then the gospel says God is transforming me into His image.
然后再一个福音讲到神在把我转变成他的形象。
So that when I go to heaven,
所以当我到天堂的时候
I will look like my heavenly Father.
我就像我的天父。
You just sang a song that I love very much.
你们刚刚唱了一首歌，我非常的是我的我深爱的。
I should have sing it at the end.
我希望也许应该在那个结束的时候我们再唱一遍。
Change my heart, O God.
神啊，求你改变我的心。
May I be like you.
愿我更像我恩主。
I want to look at several scriptures this morning.
我们今天早上会看一些经节。
If you have your Bible, actually, I think they're in the bulletin. Romans 8:29.
在我们的周报上就是罗马书八章二十九节。
Paul says, "For those whom he foreknew,"
因为他预先所知道的人
，he also predestined.
他预先就定下。
And this is what he predestined them to.
他预先定下的是什么呢
？To be conformed to the image of his son.
就效法他儿子的模样。
God says, Paul says, God's eternal plan.
保罗说神永恒的计划是什么呢？
Before you were ever born,
甚至在你出生之前，
God's plan was to shape you, to form you into the image of his son.
神的目的就是要把你塑造成他儿子的形象。
Before you were ever born, God intended to make you look like Jesus.
在你出生之前，神对你的目的就是让你看起来像耶稣。
Now, I don't know most of you.
我对你们很多人中间都不太认识。
But some of you, I can recognize this son or this daughter goes with this father or mother.
但是有时候我能认出来，哎，这个是谁家的孩子。
Samuel, I can see, goes with Chris.
我知道像那个 Samuel, 他是那个齐勇弟兄的儿子。
Last week, we were out here.
上个星期我们在这里。
And I met David again.
然后我又碰到那个亮亮。
And my wife said, I think David is Calvin's son.
然后我太太就说，哦，好像那个亮亮就是那个智慧弟兄的儿子。
She recognized the family resemblance.
她看到了这个他们两个的相似之处。
And Paul said,
然后保罗就说了，
If you and I are growing as God intended us to grow,
如果我们照着神的心意这样去成长的话，
If we are being shaped into the likeness of Jesus,
如果我们被塑造成耶稣的形象，
People are going to look at us,
然后人们就看着我们就说，
And they're going to see a family resemblance,
他们就能看出来这个家庭的相似性，他们说我们看得像耶稣。
My favoriteChurch in the New Testament is at Antioch.
我在新约中我最喜欢的教会是安提阿教会。
I love this church.
我很爱那个教会。
Made up of many different nationalities and cultures.
因为那个安提阿教会有不同背景、不同文化、不同国家的人。
It really reminds me sometimes that church reminds me of Palm Beach Chinese Church.
然后那个安提阿教会就让我想起来我们棕榈滩华人教会。
Someone asked me a couple weeks ago, "What's your new job?"
然后有人就问我几个星期前问我说，哎，你的新工作是叫做什么
呢？ What are you going to be doing?
你在这个教会做什么呢？
And I said, I don't know yet. I'm still finding out.
然后我说我不知道，我还在努力想要寻求发现。
And they said, well, what's the church like there?
他们就问我说那个教会是什么样的教会呢？
And I said, it's like Antioch.
我说那个教会就像安提阿的教会。
A church made up of many different people, backgrounds.
我们的教会有很多不同背景、不同文化的人。
But the book of Acts tells us that it was at Antioch.That people first called Christ followers Christians.
在使徒行传告诉我们，基督的门徒被称为基督徒是从安提阿起手。
I don't know how this happened.
我不知道这是怎么发生的。
But I want to imagine that as the people at Antioch live their lives.
但是我就想象在那个基督安提阿的这些基督徒，当他们生活的时候。
As the People around watch them.
在城里的人就看着他们的时候
，They said, "Look at that person."
哦，他们说你看看那个人。
Look at that lady.
你看看那位女士。
Look at that teenager.
你看看那个年轻人。
They look like Jesus.
他们看起来挺像耶稣的。
They act like Jesus.
他们的行为也很像耶稣。
She must be a Christian.
她肯定是一个基督徒。
You see, to be a Christian is more than a set of beliefs.
所以呢，成为一个是一个基督徒，不是说一套理论，一套信念。
To be a Christian is to be transformed so dramatically.
就是成为基督徒是你大大的被改变。
That your attitudes.
然后你的态度。
Look like the attitudes of Jesus.
你的态度，你的行为就像耶稣的行为。
It means that your actions are the actions of Jesus.
你所行出来的就像主耶稣行出来的。
The message of the gospel.
这个福音的这个信息。
Is that God is transforming you.Into a copy of Jesus.
神好像就把你转变成一个像耶稣那样的形象，就像一个复制品一样。
Now to me, that's very important.
这对我来讲非常的重要。
For one thing,
因为有一件事情。
If I understand that God is transforming me into the image of Himself,
如果我在真的了解到神把我转变成他自己的形象
，It will change how I look at the.Circumstances in my life.
它就会改变我看待我生活环境的这个态度。
Some of you have memorized Romans 8:28.
我们很多人就会已经把罗马书八章二十八节给记下来。
It's a wonderful promise.
这是一个奇妙的应许。
We know that for those who love God.
我们晓得对那些爱神的人。
All things work together for good.
万事都互相效力，叫人得益处。
For those who are called according to his purpose.
就是按他旨意被召的人。
That's a wonderful promise.
这是一个很棒的奇妙的应许。
Everything in your life is coming together, is working together for good.
所有的事情在你生命中所发生的所有的事情都互相的效力，互相的工作，是为了你的，为了益处。
But don't memorize 8:28 if you don't memorize 8:29.
如果你没有把八章二十九节也背下来，就不要去只记八章二十八节。
If you do, you're going to be very disappointed.
如果你只是光记八章二十八节，你会很失望。
Because you're going to memorize 8:28 and think everything in life is going to come together and it's going to just be beautiful.
然后你记得就是说，哦，每样事情都互相效力，每样事情最后都很美好。
Called according to His purpose.
他说是按照他的旨意被召的人。
And 8:29 tells us what that purpose is. We read it.
二十九节就告诉我神的旨意是什么呢
？To be transformed into the image of Jesus Christ.
就是被效法，被转变成他儿子的形象。
Paul says, whatever the circumstances in your life.
保罗就说，在你生命中，不管什么样的境况，什么样的环境
，God is using those circumstances.
神在用这些环境，用这些境况
to shape.
把你塑造成他儿子的形象。
That means I now can say I don't understand what is happening.
所以你可以说我不了解发生了什么事情。
But I know that if I let Him,
但是我知道如果我容许神
，God will use this circumstance.
神就会用这个环境
to shape me,
把我转变成
into the image of Jesus Christ.
把我转变成耶稣的形象。
Let me try to show you how this works.
让我向你显示一下这样是怎么样，神是怎么达到这个目的的。
I am very, very thankful that Irma did not cross Hope Sound.
我非常非常的感谢神，这个飓风艾玛没有击到这个我所住的那个 Hope Sound.
But two or three days before the storm came.
但是在这个艾玛这个飓风过来之前，两到三天之前。
A friend of mine said, "Oh, I am so at peace."
我一个朋友说，我真的心里大有平安。
Because I love God.
因为我爱神。
And God loves me.
然后神也爱我。
And Romans 8:28 says, "The storm will not come where I am."
然后罗马书八章二十八节说，这个因为我爱神，所以这个飓风就不会打到这里。
No, my dear, it doesn't say that.
然后圣经可不是这么说了，没有说飓风不打到你。
It says.
他怎么说的呢
？If I will let him.
如果我让神。
Even if the storm takes everything I have.
就算这个飓风毁掉我所有的一切。
God will use that.
神可以用这个环境。
To shape me.
把我塑造成。
Into His image.
把我塑造成他儿子他自己的形象。
I got a message this morning from someone in Dominica.
我今天早晨接到一个信息，是一个在多米尼加做宣教士的朋友的。
I have been down there to teach, and they said the building where you teach has been destroyed.
然后他们就说，我曾经在一个就是去那边去做培训的地方，他们说我教课的那个地方，那个建筑物被毁掉了。
Is that because they don't love God?
难道是因为他们不爱神吗？他们所有的一切都被毁掉了
？No.
不是。
Is that because God doesn't love them somehow?
是因为神不爱他们吗？
No,
也不是。
Is that because Romans 8:28 isn't true?
难道是罗马书八章二十八节不真实吗
？No,
也不是。
But it does mean this.
但是确实意味着
that God is working, even through an Irma or a Maria.
就算是经过这个飓风，厄尔玛或者飓风玛利亚，神也在做工。
To shape His people.
神在塑造他的百姓。
Into His image.
成为他的形象。
Now that is God's eternal purpose.
这是神永恒的计划。
Let's move forward to today.
让我们今天进到我们今天。
Second Corinthians 3:18.
在哥林多后书三章十八节。
Shows us how God is accomplishing His purpose.
就是神是怎么样来实现他的目标的，怎么样逐日的来实现他的目标。
He says, "We all, with unveiled face."
我们纵然既然敞着脸。
Beholding the glory of the Lord,
得以看见主的荣光
are being transformed,
就变成主的形状
into that same image,
就是正在被改变成与主同样的形象
from one degree of glory to another,
从一种荣耀到归于一荣耀
Paul says, step by step,
保罗说一步一步的
day by day,
一天一天的
from one degree to another,
从一种形一种荣耀到另一种荣耀。
God is transforming us.
神在
into His image.
把我们转变成他的形象。
Little by little.
一点一点的。
Some of you teenagers here.
我们这些青少年在这里的青少年。
When you were a little baby, you didn't look much like your mom or dad.
当你刚生下来的时候，很小的时候，你看起来不像你的爸爸妈妈。
At least to me.
起码我是看不出来。
Babies just look like babies.
所有的新生的婴儿看我看起来都一个样。
Please let me ask you now before we ever start.
在我们开始之前，让我问一下。
Please don't bring your little baby to me and say, "Does he look like your the mother or father?"
然后你不要把你新生的孩子带过来说，哎，你看看他是不是像我爸爸或者像妈妈
？I don't know. It's a baby.
让我看，就是说，这就是个新生的婴儿吗？我看不出来。
But you young people, as you are growing.
但是年轻人，当你慢慢成长的时候。
Some of you are looking more like your mother.
有的人更看起来更像妈妈。
Some of you are looking more like your father.
有的看起来更像爸爸。
For my children, that was bad news.
对我的孩子，那个不是什么好消息。
But Paul says.
但是保罗说。
Step by step.
就是一步一步的。
God is transforming His children.
神在把他的儿女。
Into His image.
转变成他的形象。
We can see an example of this in Paul's own life.
我们可以从保罗自己的生命中来看到这个。
You see, if I understand how God is working,
如果我了解到神到底是怎么样工作的，
it changes how I see the circumstances in my life.
它会改变我怎么样来看待我的生活环境。
2 Corinthians 12, Paul said he had a difficult circumstance in his life.
在哥林多后书第十二章，保罗讲到他生活中的困境难处。
We don't know what the circumstance was.
我们不知道他的环境难处是什么。
We think it was probably some kind of physical ailment.
有可能是一种身体上的疾病。
But Paul describes it as a thorn in his flesh.
保罗说那个是肉体上的一根刺。
Something painful.
那是一个很痛苦的一个刺。
Something that hurt.
让你很觉得很难受。
And Paul said, "I prayed three times."
保罗说我祷告了三次。
God, please take this away. I beg you.
神啊，求求你把这个刺挪去吧。
And three times.
但是三次。
God said.
神说。
No.
神说不。
Please don't ever let someone tell you.
不要让什么人告诉你，不要相信这种说法。
That if you're a Christian.
如果你是一个基督徒。
And if you have enough faith.
如果你的信心足够大。
God will always give you what you pray for.
神就总会给你你所祷告的。
Sometimes you will pray.
有的时候你会一直祷告。
Sometimes you will believe.
有的时候你也一直在相信。
And God's answer will be.
但是神对你的答案是
，No.
是仍然是否定的。
That is not my will.
那个不是神的旨意。
I am doing something different in your life.
我在你的生命中做一个你所想象的不同的工作。
I am doing something better in your life.
我在你的生命中要做一个更好的工作。
God said to Paul,
神对保罗说
No, I'm not going to take it away.
我不会把这个刺挪去。
Instead,
相反，反而呢
My grace is sufficient for you.
神说我的恩典够你用的。
My power is made perfect in weakness.
因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
God said, Paul,
神对保罗说保罗呀
I'm going to use this weakness.
我要用这个软弱
To accomplish,
来完成
to perfect,
来完善
my purpose,
我对你生活的目标
in your life,
在你的生活中对你的一个完全的旨意
instead of taking away the difficult circumstance,
不是把我们生命中的难处给挪去
I'm going to give you the grace,
我会给你，而是我相反的，我给你恩典
to endure,
让你去忍耐，让你去承受
and even to benefit from the thorn.
甚至从这个刺里边来得益处。
If I can understand that,
如果我真的是可以了解到、认识到这个，
no,
然后我就可以接受他对我的这个否定的答案。
Because I realize that he is using even the no for my good.
因为他甚至用这种对我说不要对我这种否定的答案来建造我的益处。
Think about a difficult circumstance in your life.
想象一下你生命中的这个困境，这个难处。
It may be health,
也可能是健康问题。
It may be a difficult family situation.
或者是家庭的状况。
A difficult marriage.
或者是很艰难的婚姻的状况。
A difficult job.
或者是那个工作的不顺。
Whatever it is.
不管是什么。
God wants to accomplish His purpose.
神想要实现他的目的。
Through that circumstance.
神想要通过这个难处来完成他的目的。
I'm not saying it will be easy.
我没有说这个容易。
I'm not saying there's no pain.
我不是说那里没有痛苦。
But I am saying.
但是我所要表达的是。
That God will work His purpose.
神可以通过把他的目的目标实现出来。
To shape you into His image.
是把你塑造成他自己的形象。
If you will let Him.
如果你容许神。
The second thing I want you to see is if I understand that God is transforming me into the image of Jesus.
如果真正了解到神在把我塑造成他儿子耶稣基督的形象。
It will change the way I look at the people.
他就会改变我看待周围人的这种如何看待人的这种状况。
Because God uses people to shape me in His image.
因为神用周围的人来把我塑造成他的形象。
Proverbs says it like this.
箴言说道。
Iron sharpens iron.
铁磨铁。
And one man sharpens another.
朋友间也彼此磨砺。
The image is the edge of the axe that is sharpened as it's rubbed against a metal file.
就是你想象一下，就是那个斧头用那个铁锉刀在那里磨它。
Now this may be the most difficult thing I say to you this morning.
这可能是我今天所要对你讲的最困难的事情。
But the people that rub you and me the wrong way.
就是有些人总是跟我们作对，总是让我们很不舒服的。
Are part of God's process.
也是神的一部分，工作的一部分。
Of shaping us.
把我们塑造成。
Into His image.
塑造成他的形象。
Doesn't that hurt?
那个是不是很不舒服？那个让你很难受。
Isn't that disappointing?
那是不是让你很失望？
Because the face that immediately flashed in your mind.
这个在你脑中马上想象到你最难受的那个人，那个脸的人的脸形象就出现在你脑中。
Is the person I'm talking about?
就是那个人，就是我所谈到的。
You were hoping.
你在希望。
That this morning I was going to tell you that God is going to take that person out of your life.
我就可能你在心里希望神把那个人从你的生活中完全的除去，完全的挪去。
And he's going to give him what he deserves.
然后那个人得到他所应得的。
But what I want to say to you this morning is that person.
但是我想要说的是那个人
is part of how God is transforming you.
神
into His image.
也是神要借着这个人把你塑造成他自己的形象。
Let me give you an example from Scripture.
让我给你一个圣经上有个例子。
Joseph's brothers are horrible brothers.
你知道约瑟的哥哥们都是很糟糕的哥哥。
Some of you young people think you have a bad brother or sister.
有的年轻人，你们可能觉得你的兄妹或者是都很糟糕。
You haven't seen anything.
你还从来真没有真正见识到。
Joseph's brothers sell him into slavery.
你知道他的哥哥们把他卖为奴隶。
He's a slave not for a year or two.
他不是说只做一年的奴隶。
We read these stories and they just pass by real quickly because it's one chapter to the next.
我们读圣经好像时间过得很快。
He's a slave for 20 years, 30 years.
他在那儿做奴隶做了二十年、三十年的奴仆。
A miserable life.
你知道那是一个很悲惨的生活。
God brings him to a position of power in Egypt.
最终神把让约瑟高升到宰相。
And his brothers end up under Joseph's power.
现在他的哥哥们都得来求他，是在他的权力之下。
He can destroy them.
他可以消灭他们。
And they're scared.
他们很害怕。
Joseph's going to punish us. He's going to get even.
说现在约瑟要来报复我们，他现在可是有机会来复仇了。
And they come to him and beg for mercy.
然后他们就在求他的怜悯。
Now before we read what Joseph says,
在我们读约瑟的回应之前
，Would you think for a minute what you would say?
你先想一想，把你放在约瑟的位置，你会怎么想呢
？To these brothers who sold you as a slave,
对那些把你卖身为奴的哥哥们，你会怎么想呢
？Told your parents you were dead,
告诉这些哥哥说什么？告诉你爸爸妈妈说你已经死了。
And destroyed, ruined your life.
然后把你的整个生活都给毁了。
What would you say?
你对他们这种人你会说什么呢
？Show mercy to you.
你说什么
？No way.
对你有怜慈。
You sold me as a slave.
你把我卖身为奴。
I'm going to treat you like a slave. Get to work.
现在我要像对待奴隶那样来对你去对待你，你去干活去吧。
But listen to what Joseph says.
但是我们来听一听约瑟是怎么回答的。
As for you,
他说，虽然你们的意思
，You meant evil against me.
你们的意思虽然是要害我
，But God meant it for good.
但是神的意思原是好的。
You did it for evil.
你是想要害我。
Your purpose was not good.
你的目的并不好。
But God's purpose.
但是神的旨意，神的心意。
In the very same situation.
就在同一个环境中。
God meant it for good.
但是神的心意是好的，神的旨意也是好的。
You see, Joseph has learned.
约瑟已经学到。
That God is working His purpose.
神就是要把他的心意，把他的目的形成工作出来，实现出来。
Even in the most difficult people in our life.
虽然是在生命中最难相处、最可恨的人，神可以通过这些人来实现他的目的。
This is painful.
这个是很痛苦的一个过程。
It's hard.
很难。
A wife has a husband.
一个丈夫，一个先生的太太。
Who is difficult.
这个先生很难相处。
He's hurt you repeatedly.
他就不断的这样伤害你。
And I am not defending what he has done.
我不是在为这个先生辩护。
Someday we need to talk about him.
有一天我们得讲讲这个先生的问题。
But this morning, what I want you to know is.
但是今天早晨，我希望你能知道、了解的是。
God wants to use even that difficult husband.
神甚至想用那个很难相处、很糟糕的丈夫。
As part of his process.
来作为他的一个部分、一个工程的一部分。
Of shaping you.
把你塑造成
into the image of Jesus Christ.
把你塑造成主耶稣基督的形象。
A husband has a wife who is difficult.
或者一个先生反而言之有一个很难相处的太太。
She is not what a wife should be, and I'm not defending her.
她也不是说一个这样子一个像圣经上这样所描述应该成为的太太，我不是也来为她辩护。
She brings you pain and hurt.
她给你生命中带来很多伤害和痛苦。
But God wants to use even that
神甚至想用这个
as part of his process
成为他的工作的一部分
of shaping you into the image of Jesus Christ
把你塑造成主耶稣基督的形象
Your unfair boss at work
你在那个对你很不好的那个老板在工作中
An unreasonable parent
或者是一个不讲理的父母
A rebellious teen
或者是一个叛逆的青少年
A coworker who takes the credit for your ideas
或者是你的同事什么事情本来应该你的功劳他都归在他的功劳之上
An irritating neighbor
或者是一个总找麻烦的邻居
All of these
所有的这一切
God wants to use
神都想要用这些环境这些人
To shape you into the image of Jesus Christ
把你塑造成耶稣基督的形象
God is using circumstances.
神在用环境。
He is using people.
他也用周围的人。
And then I want you to see that if I can understand that God is transforming me into the image.
如果我真正了解神要把我塑造成耶稣基督的形象。
It will change the way I live and view my daily life.
它会改变我每天的生活，也会改变我怎么样看待我每天生活的。
Because in every one of these situations.
因为在所有的这些环境中。
You and I have a choice.
我们都面对一个选择。
We can cooperate with God's purpose.
我们可以跟神的心意合作，跟神的目的合作。
Or we can fight against God's purpose.
或者我们可以抗拒神的旨意。
We can resist him.
我们可以抵抗，可以抗拒。
Joseph could have said,
约瑟可以说
I've been mistreated.
我被苦待。
My brothers wronged me and God didn't even protect me.
我的兄弟这样亏待我，神甚至都不保护我。
I may be a slave, but I don't have to be a happy slave.
我既然卖身为奴了，我可不想做一个高高兴兴的奴仆。
I'm only going to do what I have to do.
我就只做让我要求就做要求我做的事儿。
And Joseph would have lived to become a bitter old man.
所以呢，这样的如果约瑟这样子来想，这样来看，他就成为一个又老又苦读的一个老奴隶。
Who never saw God's purpose in his life.
他从来就不会说让神对他的心意对他的计划来实现。
Paul could have said, God, I sacrificed for you.
保罗可以说神啊我为你牺牲这么多。
I worked for you.
我为你做工。
And you won't even take care of this thorn.
这么一点小事这么一个小刺你都不来照顾我。
I'm done.
好了，结束了。
I'm not going to be your missionary anymore.
我再也不做你的宣教士了。
No more sacrificing.
我也不再去牺牲了。
No more preaching while they throw rocks at me.
我也不再说有人给我扔石头，我还在那儿继续讲道。
I'm done.
拜拜吧，我不干了。
But Joseph and Paul both determined.
但是约瑟和保罗都决定。
I will live according to God's purpose.
我要照着神的心意去生活。
I will let God do His work in my life.
我要允许神在我的生命中来工作。
Day by day, I will let God transform me into His image.
每一天，我要让神把我转变成他的形象。
After God said no,
在神对保罗说否定 no 以后
，Listen to what Paul said.
我们看看保罗是怎么回应的。
I will boast.
保罗说，我顶喜欢。来夸耀
I will rejoice
他说我会极其乐意的来夸耀
in my weakness
来夸耀我那些软弱
so that the power of Christ may rest upon you
好让基督的能力遮盖在我身上
if you will let him
如果你容许神
God wants to do that in your life
神想要完成他在你生命中的计划
the process can be painful and slow
这个过程是很漫长也是很痛苦的
think of the treasures that they dig up from underground in China.
你想一想，就是那些人去那个挖掘珍宝、挖掘财宝，在地底下。
Beautiful vases.
你看，在中国，我们看到的那些很漂亮的器皿。
When they first find that, it's not beautiful.
当你真正刚刚挖到那个珠宝的时候，那个可是一点都不美。
It's covered with mud and dirt.
然后那个你挖出来那个，不管是宝石还是金子，外边都是那个污泥。
But an expert knows.That vase was created as a beautiful treasure.
就是说，他实际上刚才讲的是在中国，就是那考古的时候，把地上挖出来那些文物，刚挖出来的时候，那些文物都是那些泥土，并不好。但是专家知道这是一件很宝贵的文物。
And so they carefully clean it and take care of it to restore it.
所以他们就把那个专家考古学家就会把那个文物好好的清理，然后把它复原成原来的样子。
To bring back the beauty.That vase was created to have.
所以他们就要把他那个文物复原成他们原来被造的时候那个美丽的形象。
Some of us look in the mirror.
有的时候我们看着镜子里的人。
And we don't see anything very beautiful.
我们看不出来有什么美好之处。
We see the dirt and the mud of our sinful past.
我们看到我们的过去的那个最终的生活给我们带来的污泥和雨水。
We see some scars that were left by sin.
我们看到因罪而带来的伤痕。
We see some attitudes that are not beautiful.
我们看到那些态度真的是很不美。
We see some hurts.
我们也看到很多伤害。
But if we will let him,
但是如果我们容许神
God wants to work in every one of us.
神想要我们在我们其中每个人生命中做工
To restore the beauty.We were created to have.
来复原我们当时被造的时候的所有的美丽。
He wants to work in every one of us.
他想要在我们其中的每个人心那个生活中工作。
To make us into someone.
去把我们造成一个这样一个人。
That people will look at.
人就看到我们就说。
Say, look at him.
说你看看他。
Look at her.
你看看他。
Doesn't she remind you of Jesus?
哎，他是不是让你想起来耶稣？
Because we're being transformed, Paul says, from one degree of glory to another.
因为保罗说我们被神转变从一种程度的荣耀到一个更大的荣耀。
Little by little.
一点一点的。
Through difficult circumstances.
通过这个艰难的环境。
Through difficult people.
通过难以相处的人。
Through our responses to those difficulties.
也通过我们对这些难以相处让我们难受的人的反应。
God is transforming us into His image.
神在把我们转变成他的形象。
Would you let me look at one more scripture?
我们可不可以再读一节经文？
Romans shows us God's purpose from the beginning.
罗马书向我们讲述了神对我们从刚开始永恒之先对我们的心意。
Second Corinthians shows us how God is accomplishing that purpose day by day.
哥林多后书三章十八节告诉我们神是怎么样来实现这个心意的。
But I want you to see that if I understand that God is transforming me into the image of Jesus,
如果我们真的是了解到神把我们转变成耶稣基督的形象，
it will give me hope for the future.
它会对让我对未来有希望。
First John chapter 3 verse 2.
在约翰一书三章第二节。
One of the most wonderful verses in Scripture.
这是在最令人惊异的一节经文。
Beloved, we are God's children now.
他说亲爱的弟兄啊我们现在是神的儿女
And what we will be has not yet appeared
将来如何还未显明
We don't yet look fully the way God wants us to
我们还没有完全像神所希望我们所像的那种样子
But we know
但我们知道
That when he appears
主若显现
We will be like him
我们必要像他
Because we will see him as he is
因为我们必得见他的真体
We're already God's children
我们已经是神的儿女了
But we haven't yet fully arrived at God's goal of transforming us completely into his image
但是我们还没有到达神对我们那个目的就是要把我们完全转变成他儿子的形象
But if step by step
但是一步一步的
Day by day
一天一天的
We will let
我们会如果我们允许他我们会像他
He is going to accomplish his purpose
神也会实现他的目的他的目标
And when we see him
当我们见他的时候
We will be like him
我们就会像他
Satan wants to discourage you
神撒旦想要让你气馁
You face difficult circumstances
你会面对困难的环境
Difficult people
很难以相处的人
And Satan wants to convince you to give it up
撒旦想要说哦，你就放弃这个竞赛吧
You failed, you'll never be what God
你老是失败你从来也不会成为耶稣神对你成为耶稣的形象
But in this verse John says don't quit
但是在这节经文中那个约翰鼓励我们说不要放弃
If you will persevere, if you will keep going
如果你坚持下去
Someday you're going to see him face to face
有一天你会跟神面对面
And when you see him
当你见到他的时候
you will be like him.
你就会像他
If you could hold that mirror up on that day,
如果那天你面前有个镜子你可以举着那面镜子
you would say, hey,
你就会说
I look like Jesus.
哦，我现在像耶稣
I didn't think it could ever happen.
我还觉得那个从来都不会实现
But somehow he has made me look like Jesus.
但是不知道怎么样神把我造的现在跟耶稣长得一模一样。
God has accomplished His purpose in my life.
神真的在我的生命中实现了他的目的。
Over the last few weeks, I've thought a lot about my goals for my time with you.
我这个过去几个星期，我一直在思想我跟来到这个教会的目的，我跟大家在一起，我的目标是什么
？If 20 years from now, when I'm really, really, really old,
如果再过二十年，我那时候已经很老很老了。
Instead of just being old.
如果说过二十年，我不是说只是变得很老很老很老。
If I could look backwards,
如果我可以到过二十年后，我往回看。
What would make me say, I feel like I accomplished God's goal for my time at Palm Beach Chinese Chapel.
我可以说什么呢？我可以说，我觉得神真的通过我，真的是完成了他在对这个教会的心意。
And one of my biggest goals.
我一个最大的一个目标，对我的生命。
As we spend time together in Bible studies, classes, in Sunday services.
当我们一起来进行圣经研读，一起是星期天一起敬拜神，还有一些上课的话。
One of my biggest desires is.
我心里最大的一个心愿，一个愿望就是。
That God will work in each of us.
神在我们每个人的生命中工作。
To transform us into His image.
把我们转变成他的形象。
To make us look like Him.
让我们都看起来像他。
You see, there's many people who go to church.
你知道有很多人都来教会。
They're baptized.
他们也受洗了。
They take a class on being a convert.
他们也上了新生命班。
They go through the whole process.
他们这个所有的他们该做的他们都做了。
But there's a problem.
但是呢，存在一个问题。
They are not being transformed into the image.
他们没有被转变成耶稣基督的形象。
They're not allowing God to do His work in their life.
他们不。没有容让神在他们的生命中来工作。
God has more for us.
神给我们预备的更多，给我们预备的更好。
He wants us to look like himself.
他想让我们看着像他。
Think what your life would look like if you look like Jesus.
想象一下，如果你像耶稣基督的话，你的生命会是什么样子呢
Your relationship with God would be one of joyful submission to His will.
你跟神的关系就是一个欢喜快乐的顺服的关系。
Just like Jesus willingly submitted to the Father,
就像耶稣总是这样的欢喜快乐的顺服天父，我们也可以这样欢喜快乐来顺服天父。
Think about your relationship with other people.
想象一下你跟周围人的关系。
Jesus' relationship with other people was one of love and sacrifice.
他和主耶稣跟周围人的关系是充满爱的关系，是一个充满牺牲的关系。
And if I looked like him,
如果我像他，
my relationship with other people would be one of love and sacrificial love.
我跟周围人的关系就是一个充满爱的关系，一个充满牺牲的爱的关系。
My relationship with myself would be one of confident peace. I know I am doing what pleases my Father.
我对我自己的关系，我就是一个蛮有把握的平安，因为我知道我在按着神的心意，按着神的旨意而行。
And so I can have peace with myself.
直到我跟我自己有平安，我心里不再这样烦乱。
That is God's purpose for every one of us.
这是神对我们每个人的心意。
Not just to come to church.
不是说让你就是仅仅是来教会。
Not even just to be baptized.
也不是说单单就是受洗。
And quite honestly, not even just to go to heaven.
也不单单就是说去天堂。
But to go to heaven and realize, ah, I look.
当你到天堂的时候，你突然说：“哦，我是跟耶稣一模一样的。”
And that is what God is trying to do, wants to do in every one of us.
这是神想要在我们每个人生命中所做的工作。
Day by day.
一天一天的。
I will talk about a man by the name of Frank Crosley often, probably.
我可能常常谈到有一个人，他的名字叫弗兰克·克罗斯利。
He's one of my heroes.
他是我的一个英雄。
Partly because he wasn't a preacher.
因为他不是一个牧师，不是一个讲道的人。
He wasn't a quote professional Christian.
他不是一个就是好像是专门做事工的一个基督徒。
He was a businessman.
他是一位商人。
Manchester, England.
他是曼彻斯特的一个商人。
Operated a big company.
他有一个很大的公司。
But he loved God with all his heart.
但是他全心的爱神。
Someday I'll tell you his story.
然后有一天我会给大家讲更多他的故事。But
this morning I want to finish with this.
但是今天早上我要讲的是，
He was the head of a company, the owner of the company.
他是一个公司的总裁。
A man, a preacher by the name of Thomas Cook was traveling by train in England.
有一个布道家叫做托马斯·库克，他有一天在那个坐火车，他坐火车在里边旅行。
He had a transfer in Manchester.
他在那个曼彻斯特呢，他要在那里转火车。
And so while he was waiting for the next train,
他在等他的火车到了下一班火车的时候，
he saw a man off in the corner just pacing back and forth.
他看有一个人就这样来来回回的走来走去，在那个角落里边。
Thomas Cook went to this man and he said, "Sir, I can see that something is wrong."
这个托马斯·库克先生就去问这个人，他说：“先生啊，我看你好像有什么事情不太对劲儿。”
Do you need something? Can I help you?
你是需要什么吗？我可以帮助吗？
And the man turned to him and said, "No."
那个人就说：“哦，不是的。”
He said, "I've just had the strangest experience of my life."
他说：“我刚刚就是有我生命中一个最奇特的经历。”
He said, "I'm a businessman."
他说：“我是一个商人。”
"I'm from London."
我从伦敦，我住在伦敦。
And he said, "My company does business with Crosley Motors."
他说：“我们有一些生意上的来往，跟这个克罗斯利先生有些生意上的来往。”
He said, "I had a meeting with Mr. Crosley today."
我今天刚刚跟克罗斯利先生有一个会晤。
And he said, "I knew
我在我来之前，我知道我的公司有些事情是做错了。
We had broken part of the contract, and he is right, and we're wrong.
我们就是有些合约我们没有遵行，他是对的，我们是错的。
And so he said, "I knew when I got here."
所以我知道当我来到这里的时候，
I had never met Mr. Crosley.
我从来没有见过克罗斯利先生。
But I knew he was going to pound on the table and yell at me.
然后我知道他会对我大喊大叫。
But he said, "I met him today."
但是我今天见到克罗斯利先生。
And he treated me.
他对我对待我的那种态度。
Like Jesus would have done.
就像如果主耶稣是商人，他会就这样对待我。
And he said, I've never met anyone before.
他说我从来没有碰到任何的人。
Who looked like Jesus.
我从来没有碰到任何人以前像耶稣基督。
Wouldn't it be wonderful?
那样的是不是很棒，很奇妙？
If your coworkers,
如果你的同事，
your family,
或者你的家人，
your neighbors,
或者你的邻居，
said,
他们说，
She treated me like Jesus would have done.
他就像耶稣那样来对待我。
He looks like Jesus.
他看起来像耶稣。
We sang, Change my heart, O God.
我们唱到说，神啊，改变我的心。
Not just a song.
不是就唱唱而已。
Not just God make me feel better.
不是神让我感觉好一些，感觉舒服一些。
God give me a good emotion.
不是神让我感觉心感情情绪澎湃。
God, if I serve you, would you make people around me treat me better?
神啊，如果我服侍你，可不可以让周围的人对我好一些，对我态度好些
？No, here's what we prayed.
但是这是我们也祷告的。
Change my heart, O God.
哦，神啊，改变我的心。
May I be like you.
这样我可以更像我恩主。
This morning I ask you.
所以今天早晨我问大家。
Do you want to be like Jesus?
你想要像耶稣吗
？Do you want to look like Jesus?
你想要看着像，你要想要像耶稣的形象吗
？Would you stand as we pray?
大家可不可以请大家一起站起来，我们一起祷告。
To ask God. God,
我们问神。
I want to look like you.
哦，神呐，我想要像你。
The difficult people in my life.
在我生命中那种很困难的人。
The difficult circumstances.
这个很困难的环境。
I want to look like you.
主啊，我想要像你。
Would you pray with me?
我们要不要，可不可以一起祷告
？God, you created us to be like you.
哦，神呐，我们是照着你的形象造的。
You saved us so that you could transform us into your image.
你拯救我们，所以我们可以转变成你的形象。
So many times we see the circumstances and the difficulties around us, and we kind of rebel against it.
多少次，当我们看到这个困难的环境，看到这个跟我们作对的人，我们就叛逆、抗拒你的旨意。
We say, God, it's not fair.
我们说神啊，这个不公平。
I'm your child.
我是你的孩子。
And look at how they treat me.
你看他们是怎么对待我的。
We become angry.
我们就变得很气愤，很生气。
We say I deserve better than this.
神啊，我所得的应得的远远应该比这个更好。
God, this morning we pray.
哦，神啊，今天早晨我们在你面前我们祷告。
Change my heart.
改变我的心。
Change my heart through the difficult circumstances that I am in.
通过这个困难的环境，通过这个难以相处的人，改变我的心。
Change my heart through the difficult people around me.
通过这个我周围这么难以相处的人，改变我的心。
Change my heart through my attitude and responses to those difficulties.
通过我对这些困难的人、困难的环境的态度和反应，你来改变我。
Shape me in your image,
把我塑造成你的形象。
So that when I see you,
主啊，这样当我见到你的时候
，I will look like you,
我就看着是像你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。